give you glory, Lord. We give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I heard the word of the Lord say that in America and in the world, there are things hanging in the balance right now. There's possibilities, there's probabilities, there are ways the world could go right now, depending on choices and depending on the body of Christ. And I heard the Lord say that your authority, if you'll use your believer's authority in the earth in the next week, like going to the ballot box, like going and pulling the lever, like going and choosing. If you'll use the authority that you know that God gave you as a prayer, as a believer, you know you have the authority, don't you? Jesus is seated above all. He's the head and you're the body. You're seated above. Satan's under your feet. I believe there's things that God's going to have you pray and say in the next 6 to 7 days that could make a difference in this country and in this world. And you say, well, just us, just, you know, 100 of us, what are we going to... Hey, you don't know how many words are going all over the world right now just like this. If the Lord's telling us, He's telling other people. So, Father, from our high seat of authority today, we choose to be on God's side. We choose the Bible way. We declare, we pull that lever, and we say no more death of babies. Amen. We say all the ungodly things. We pull the lever on that, and we say America goes to the right. They go the right way. All of the persecution going on in the government today, we pull the lever and we say, avenge us, Lord, like Malachi of old. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to leave that to you to hear God for yourself and pray the way you believe God wants you to pray. But I'm telling you, you know, what about this when people sign a petition? And you need 3 more names? What if you were one of the 3 left in the world and you were the one that was going to tip it over? Okay? What if you were? So sometime this week, you ask the Lord what to pray. You know what the Bible says. Amen. And Father, we pray for the President of the United States as you told us to. We thank you, Lord, for wisdom and guidance in Jesus' name. For all the cabinet, for the First Lady, for everyone involved in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for wisdom for Prime Minister in Israel. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Netanyahu. We thank you for giving him wisdom. We thank you for giving wisdom around the world to the leaders. And Father, we say that it's going to go God's way. We pull our lever and we say it goes Bible way. Now, Father, we're not haters. We love everybody. We love every person just like you do. And we say the eyes of their understanding be enlightened in the name of Jesus to understand the truth and to come into the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord, that especially the Christian people will be enlightened about how things really work with you. What real peace is. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Did you get that? I think you know what we're saying.